I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Let's get this party started.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm super excited today. Our next episode of the LA Startup Spotlight on the We Are LA Tech podcast. I am with Kate Edwards, who I adore. I find her so inspiring. And she is the co-founder of Get Heartbeat. And just what she's doing with women in business and just helping being a positive inspiration to women is just really, 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 really cool. So I can't wait for her to share your story.
Thanks, Esprit. Yeah. I am so happy to be here.
Yay.
Really excited.
So tell me about Get Heartbeat.
The impetus was a lot of different things, but one of my co-founders and I, we were both working in dating. So I worked for 3-Day Rule for quite some time and also worked on a number of other dating apps and things like that. And both of us and my co-founder, Brian Freeman, had started the first female-focused dating app called Wildfire. So we both were really inspired by kind of the powerful women that we saw in those dating apps. But we also kind of came to the realization that dating apps are super tough to monetize. Tinder feels it, Hinge feels it. Bumble feels it. It's just not easy.
I think most people don't know that they're really hard to monetize.
They are. And I love dating apps. I mean, I am the biggest proponent.
Wait. What does that mean that you love dating apps? Like, I mean, using them or as a business?
Both. Okay. For sure. I just, you know, they're interesting because for me, I think dating apps have really empowered women in a lot of different ways. Just kind of like giving them a way to reach out, letting them know that it's okay to message first, kind of just throwing out the window the idea that online dating, which used to have such a stigma, isn't cool is cool again. So online dating will always be part of what I do. But this new company, Heartbeat, it really came out of the fact that we saw all of these amazing women on dating apps and we would use them as ambassadors to launch the app. And no one was ever actually listening to what they had to say. And we saw that actually when we would launch an app or something in the dating space, the most powerful way to get an install was to have normal everyday women like you and me, who are millennials and super active on Snapchat and super active on Instagram, they would post about it on Instagram and that would drive the most installs. So we basically said, like, this is an amazing force. Like, what if we got all of these women together and got them to do things not just for us to launch dating apps, but with other brands as well?
Yeah, I mean, walk me through that process. So Heartbeat, it is a dating company, but it also isn't a dating company. Like, so, and I know that everything you do is super, like, authentic and real and, like, connective. So, like, walk us through the process. Like, who is your customer? And then what is the platform? And then what's the output?
Yeah, great question. It does come off a little bit confusing at first. So Heartbeat is the network of women that we have. So we just launched a few months ago. And right now we have about 18,000 women that have signed up to be, you know, we call them Heartbeat Girls. Or they started calling themselves Heartbeat Girls. I like Heartbeat Women. But so we have this network of women. And they are kind of like our ambassadors. We call them our bays, actually.
I saw that. I like that.
Brand ambassador extraordinaire, which that came from them too. So Heartbeat is really that network, and we are able to kind of connect those women with lots of different brands, and that's really how the Heartbeat business works. Heartbeat is a brand in itself, and as part of that, we have our own products that we engage our Heartbeat squad with. And one of those products is a dating app that we'll be launching next month, and the dating app actually is called Vibes. So Vibes is a video-based dating app that's all about millennials and connecting in an authentic way. I'd say authenticity is really the key that brings everything in Heartbeat together. You know, we want to connect women with brands they authentically love. We want them to connect with people based on their authentic selves. We don't want anything that these women are doing to be fake or kind of like the traditional model in Instagram. I think one of the things that we see a lot is like the Kylie Jenners of the world. Like, it's a little dangerous to have all of these women looking up to those types of idols.
Right. Not only have you been a dating expert for years, which is funny. I mean, you in your professional life and your personal life, you have so much experience with like online dating and app dating and how people integrate with that kind of technology. But also your co-founder has a lot of experience in dating too. So it's both of you. And so can you tell me a little bit about your co-founder?
Sure. His name is Brian Freeman. I actually have a couple co-founders, but Brian Freeman started Wildfire, which is the first female-focused dating app kind of before Bumble. And the app was actually really successful. It had a lot of traction. I had it on my phone even before I knew him. And so he kind of saw firsthand that women are really the ones who are driving the dating business and the dating industry. They just don't get a lot of credit for it. And so it was great to have a male co-founder who was so focused focused on giving women a voice and empowering them and making that the focus of the business. A lot of people, I think, are like, well, you have a male co-founder, but, you know, men can be allies for women in an incredible way. And I love that I have him and Jim, who's our other co-founder, and on board as well. So, yeah.
Awesome. And where are you guys based?
We are based in Venice, California.
Yay! It's like a little hub, Santa Monica, Venice, downtown.
Yeah. Well, my co-founder actually was in San Diego when we first met and then moved up to LA. And he was like, well, we got to base the business in Venice because that's the cool spot to be.
And how is your co-founder, do you know, finding growing an LA startup in Venice versus San Diego? Or why didn't you guys decide to do it in San Francisco?
He's from San Diego, and we've both actually spent time up in San Francisco. I worked at Facebook for my MBA internship, and he worked at a company up there, too.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from D.C. Okay. originally. And I came out for business school at UCLA, and, you know, I got stuck. I fell in love. I live a block from the beach now, so I'm never leaving. There's definitely a hub and this pulse and energy of tech happening in LA, especially in Santa Monica and Venice. So he knew he had to be here. And I want to be in LA because for me, this is where the new exciting things are happening. This is where a lot of the most interesting things in terms of content and social media are happening because of the intersection with entertainment. So I'm going to stay here. I think this is, you know, what's next.
And while people are listening, if they'd like to cyberstalk you as they're listening to this episode right now, where can they find out more about Get Heartbeat?
So you can go to getheartbeat.co as our website and sign up to be a bae, which is our brand ambassadors. We're looking for all types of women, and we're open to men too. But yeah, we're just trying to build a network that's all about fempowerment. We have a hashtag that actually we created a while back called fempowerment, and we use that with everything. It's just about making sure that women are heard. You know, women who might have, maybe they have 500 followers, but that doesn't mean that they're not influencers in their real lives. And so the woman who might be the head of her sorority or, you know, is leading a community service drive at her school, like, she has an incredible, powerful voice and influence too. And that's the girl that we want to tap into.
Totally, totally. And what LA startup or tech company have you come across in the last few weeks that has really impressed you?
We just were talking to this company called Ditto, which I really liked. Have you heard of those guys?
No. It's
actually, it's a product. It's like a little device that you attach to your pocket, or they even say you can attach it to your bra strap, so you don't have to carry your phone in your hand, and it just alerts you if someone important messages you or calls you. But I'm very into this whole, like, being a tech person while also being able to disconnect.
I'm a person that likes to leave my phone at home or something like that.
Yeah.
And there's so many times where I have to get one phone call.
Exactly.
And I hate that I have to look at my phone constantly just for this one particular call. If you had one ask of the community, what would that ask be?
I would just say be collaborative and be aware and open-minded that there are women in tech. I think the female tech community in LA is so strong. I mean, Esprit especially has done an awesome job bringing the women together, but I would just ask that the men as well just kind of, you know, be as supportive as they are with each other. I think we're definitely headed in the right direction, but it's just something to think about.
You know, I really like what Crosscut Ventures is doing.
Yeah, I love those guys. Like, everybody I've met at Crosscut is just a good person. So they do kind of an event for female founders. And so I know Esprit's going, I'm going, all the women in tech that I know, you know, we're just excited about it because I think that type of support and, you know, giving an opportunity for us to hang out with each other, for us to hang out with VCs is great. You know, we don't always get that kind of, like, boys club environment.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if you ever feel that, but sometimes I do feel like it's like, okay, all the guy VCs, like, go get drinks together and stuff. So.
Definitely. And one thing that got me really excited right when Kate stepped into the office today was, yesterday I did a Women in Tech Snap Channel takeover. You guys, if you don't know the Women in Tech Snap Channel, it's awesome. Just Women in Tech on Snapchat. And Kate's really into Snapchat too. And so when Kate walked in, I was like, we got to snap this before we start podcasting. So you've been on Snapchat for, I think you said 2 or 3 years already.
Maybe 4 years. I always joke that I was the oldest person on Snapchat when it launched because it really did used to be just like 18-year-olds. I love Snapchat. I feel like I can just kind of be like a fly on the wall for my friends' lives.
Snapchat is also an LA-based startup in Venice, and Get Heartbeat is on Snapchat.
It is. So if you follow Get Heartbeat on Snapchat, we have Snapchat TV, and we have daily takeovers with everyday millennial women. So you'll get to see the type of woman who is a heartbeat girl. And if you're interested in doing a takeover, you can definitely reach out too. We have an Instagram account. We have 112,000 followers.
Amazing.
On our Instagram account right now. now. So yeah, social media is really important to us. We're kind of platform agnostic at Heartbeat, but you know, we listen to the women that we work with, and they tell us what's cool, and we're always there.
That's awesome. And how can people stay further connected with you directly?
So feel free to follow me on all the social media. My name is the same. It's K, the number 8, and then E-D-D-I-E, K-8 Eddie. I have that everywhere I go. It's even on my custom Nike shoes right now. Which is pretty nerdy. So yeah, feel free to follow me. I'm very open on social media. Everyone tells me I live my life like an open book. So that's just kind of the way I like to do it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being in the LA Tech community and a part of We Are LA Tech and just an amazing inspiration.
Thank you, Esprit. Yeah. Esprit so much. So I'm so happy to be here.
Yay. All right, guys. See you in the next episode. Remember, if you believe in everything that we're doing at We Are LA Tech, go to wearelatech.com/believe. I am so excited to be doing these LA Startup Spotlights every weekday. Crazy. And I hope that you're getting a lot out of them. Talk to you guys later.
Everything that Esprit does impresses me.
I appreciate the comment. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.